Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Matt Splaining. On today's episode, I have an expert on who I'm very excited to speak with. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hey, Matt, I'm Jean Andrus, and I am the menopause guru. I have spent the last about 12 years of my life learning about and helping women cope with the changes that come with her menopause journey, all the way from when it starts to well past when it ends. I have a podcast called Menopause Matters where I talk all things menopause.
Fantastic. Yeah, my understanding of menopause and the associated conditions and symptoms is pretty broad, I think. I feel like I previously have gone over perimenopause with a group of folks, and that was really fascinating. And my big takeaway from that conversation was that a lot of my understandings were less about perimenopause, but more about menopause. So for instance, the symptoms are so pronounced most often that you can get it self-diagnosed. You can say, oh, I'm probably going through menopause. There's stuff like fatigue, there's night sweats, osteoporosis. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand or don't recognize is they think like, oh, I gotta get calcium. And so a lot of people start drinking milk again once they go through menopause. And people realize in our culture, this desire for cheese, desire for milk, it really ramps up as we age because we really start to recognize and appreciate the flavors. But we are getting a calcium benefit, but not everybody can drink that. Some people are lactose intolerant. Some people just don't like the taste. Some people do it for ethical reasons. So they have to find other sources of calcium. And luckily, a lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of, other foods are high in calcium. And one that a lot of people don't realize is that you can switch to other drink alternatives, such as what I like to affectionately call bone water, which is Topo Chico. Topo Chico, the seltzer, it has a large amount of calcium in it. That's what kind of gives it that very interesting flavor profile and mouthfeel that it has. What a lot of people don't recognize is that in the last few years, there's been a really, really big resurgence of Topo Chicos being sold instead of for like a dollar, being sold for like $2, $4 in some places. And this is predominantly because of that calcium. And what they've realized is that the seltzer game is really, really focused on people as they age and being able to get more calcium into their diets, whether it's through food or through Topo Chico, is really a benefit. And so that's what has kind of spurred Topo Chico to become as prominent of a brand and to help so many people with their calcium deficiencies. And then there's also the dynamic where, like, if you have the decrease in estrogen, and so a lot of people talk about how you can get on estrogen to help mitigate some of the symptoms, but also some people can use that as a benefit. Some people really lean into exercise and the further capacities and capabilities of the body as you get older. And really, some people start marathon training, some people start competitive weightlifting, some people start with judo, very big judo component of the over 40, over 50 menopausal women. And the professional league is just something to be seen, just like the amount of flips, or I guess they're throws technically, because they're not flipping. I mean, they're being flipped over, but I don't know. I don't know the exact terms. I'm not really a judo person, but it's just so fascinating that they have all of these sort of organizations and interest groups. There's also, of course, the fight clubs that are established, the people that extrapolate on. And I think it's just an amazing network of people that can come together to support one another and also recognize these changes in one another and provide not only the physical support, but the emotional support that sometimes people are lacking as they go through changes. Now, based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
Say there's a lot of accuracy in what you're saying, but there's not a lot of meaning.
Okay. So, that's one of the kindest ways somebody has articulated that to me.
So like you're talking about stuff that's sort of on the side and not the heart of the matter.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think is kind of that heart of the matter that I'm missing?
So like osteoporosis and calcium and the other things you can do for bone strength is only one of maybe 100 to 120 symptoms that come out through perimenopause and the last year when you don't have a period, when a woman wouldn't have a period, and then the rest of her life, where many of the symptoms of getting older are not so much symptoms of getting older, but get of the hormonal underlying changes of loss of her reproductive activity.
I see.
So calcium is wonderful and getting what you need nutritionally is wonderful, but calcium is only one small part of that, because what happens is that estrogen has given women's a wider range of ways of being healthy. And that's so that she can have babies and get those babies to a reasonable age before she collapses.
I see.
And so after menopause, estrogen isn't allowing our bodies, or even during perimenopause, but estrogen is no longer helping our bodies have as broad a range of healthy reactions. So we have to be more careful about how we eat and exercise in order to give ourselves the best possible shot at being healthy. And a lot of what you said about exercise and nutrition is really good. I'm not sure I would say that judo for most postmenopausal women is that good an idea, because of exactly the first thing that you mentioned, and that is the bone loss.
Right.
And so if you don't know whether you have bone loss, judo and aikido, places where you are falling forcefully to the ground, and you do fall forcefully. I have watched my son do judo. He does it. And it's forceful.
Okay.
And it can create problems. And as can almost any high contact sport. But the flip side of that is that the more of those kinds of things you do, the more you ask of your body, the more you put pressure on your body by weight-bearing exercise, walking, jogging, running. Yes, judo, karate, tai chi is the one I was thinking of. Tai chi is wonderful because it doesn't have a whole lot of contact. But anything that is weight-bearing and strength training, the more you put, the more your body responds to that by growing muscle, and more importantly, by growing bone. Muscle is metabolically active, and that means that you don't need to worry as much about weight. Whereas with the bone, that's the support for all of those activities. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the bones are the thing that like is the foundational crux of the body's capacity to engage with things. So that makes a lot of sense. And it does seem like if you were to get into judo or more of those contact sports, you would hopefully get into them a little bit before starting perimenopause or menopause. So you can build up a little bit of the muscle strength, muscle memory. So then you can use that as a catalyst to be a little bit safer during it.
Right. So the sooner you start something like that, the longer you can go. And for something like judo, the better you are able to take those falls and move with them and absorb those falls, even if you are a little old. A couple things about calcium, though. Calcium doesn't work in a vacuum.
Okay.
So calcium also needs magnesium, potassium, and vitamin D3. Those are all vital to your bone health, along with collagen, which is a protein which provides the basic building blocks for bone. Calcium collagen is the most prevalent protein in our body, and our body doesn't, it is not an essential protein. In other words, your body can make it from what's already inside it, but that functionality gets less in both women and men as we age. So it's not just a menopausal issue, but it is an aging issue as well as a menopausal issue. So taking collagen gives your body the building blocks for that kind of bone regeneration.
Right. Absolutely.
And by the way, the majority of the osteoporosis drugs on the market up until now have been about the breakdown, stopping the breakdown process in bones, not building up bones.
Okay.
The most recent one, which I cannot remember the name of, I've seen the ads for it. It's actually a bone building drug.
And interesting.
I have not seen the side effects on that one, but the old ones, what they did was they simply stopped the cleanup process of old dead bone from your body. So your bones were denser, but they were more brittle.
I see. So it didn't really
solve the problem.
Exactly.
They're starting now to be able to solve it pharmaceutically, but you can solve it yourself by doing that weight-bearing exercise and getting the nutrition you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. When people are starting menopause, what are some of the first things that you would do when you're talking with them or consulting with them?
I recommend that they start a concentrated process of nutrition, exercise, learning to sleep well, because sleep is, we learn how to not sleep in a lot of ways, especially in American society and in a high stress environment where we learn to lay awake and worry. And then we go through the changes of menopause, which make it easier to lay awake and worry or lay awake and just do nothing. But if we learn to sleep, if we learn how to get past that before we get well into that stage, we can really stop some of the hormonal hijacking that cortisol does. Cortisol is our stress hormone. It's designed for our medium to long-term stress. And estrogen acts as a damper on cortisol. So as women age and they lose that estrogen through menopause, cortisol begins to run rampant, which makes things even worse, because it's both estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, and all the testosterone derivative precursors and testosterone are made in the adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. And when the adrenal glands are busy pumping out cortisol, they're not pumping out everything else you need, especially estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone.
I see.
So it's like a bad cycle.
Right. It's like a car without brakes, if that makes sense. It's like there's multiple processes that need to get the car going. But once the car is going, unless like you are really mindful about like what processes you're going to address, it's going to be hard to get that momentum stopped.
Yep. And with cortisol, so I call it the sleep hormone death cycle, because when we don't sleep, our hormones get thrown more out of balance, which makes us sleep worse, which makes our hormones worse, which makes our sleep worse, until you're down in the bowels of true despair, because you're not sleeping and you're completely overstressed and you feel like garbage, and it's really not a fun thing. So addressing stress, sleep, nutrition, and exercise early allows you to rebalance your hormones, keep your cortisol in control, and basically thrive through this second half of your life. For women, we start perimenopause in our early 40s for most of us, and we have a lifespan of approximately 80 years. So it's half our adult life,
right,
or more, that we are in this stage in which our hormones are no longer being provided through menstruation. And so we need to take care of ourselves.
Right. And it sounds like kind of relearn what your body needs, what you need, and how to provide those things as well.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. This has been so insightful for me, and I hope for our listeners as well. If people wanted to learn more about this topic or more about you, where would you recommend that they go?
So I have two websites that I recommend for people to go to. One is menopause.guru, and you can find out and make appointments with to work with me or talk, just simply to talk with me about what's going on, and I can point you in some great directions if working with me is not right for you. I also write books about the topic. So menopausebooks.com has my 5 books about menopause available through it or through amazon.com, depending on where the book is located.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate your time and all of your insight.
Thank you, Matt, for having me. It's been fun.
Excellent. My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Mapsplaining. Before we go today, I want to thank Ryan Lawson, my dear friend and all-around okay guy, for making the theme music for Mapsplaining. And if anyone needs music production or mixing services for any of their projects, Ryan can be reached at beatblenderstudios@gmail.com or at beatblenderstudios on Instagram and TikTok. Before we go today, I want to thank Ryan Lawson, my dear friend and all-around okay guy, for making the theme music for Mapsplaining. And if anyone needs music production or mixing services for any of their projects, Ryan can be reached at beatblenderstudios@gmail.com or at beatblenderstudios on Instagram and TikTok.